Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on WPHM on this Tuesday morning. Yesterday, President Biden was in Boston to deliver his cancer moonshot speech. This is something that he talked about during his candidacy. Something that he wants very much to do is to try to wipe out cancer, or certainly to better treat cancer. And joining us right now, somebody that I think would probably agree with him on that. She's Michigan's lead ambassador for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Jenny Costin. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know if you heard the president's speech yesterday, but what do you think of that idea of a cancer moonshot, basically putting all of our resources forward to try and eradicate cancer?
No, I actually have been fortunate enough to have been around for both of his cancer moonshot initiatives, and I think his commitment to change the trajectory of this disease is super critical. And that we need a national commitment to enact policies that are wide-reaching with their impact. And that impacts Michiganders.
I know this is a message you want to take to Capitol Hill. You and others are going to be there later this month. What message do you want to instill in lawmakers?
The message today is that the National Institute of Health, or NIH, and the National Cancer Institute, or NCI, are the foundation for cancer research in our nation. And we have two centers in Michigan, one in Detroit and the other in Ann Arbor, that receive this federal funding and need this funding as it employs over 14,000 people here in Michigan. And so without it, we lose jobs and we lose the impact of moving cancer research forward here in Michigan.
We certainly have seen great strides even in recent years in cancer research, haven't we?
Yes, we have, but there is more to be done. We have prostate cancer is actually the number two cancer in Michigan, and my dad just finished treatment for that. Wow. So we've got work to do.
Absolutely. Any dollar amount? I mean, any amount of money that that you think would be adequate at this point, or would help to meet the needs?
Absolutely. So we are asking for $4.1 billion for the National Institute of Health. And included in that, we are looking at $49 billion in the federal budget. And then we also are looking for money for the NCI, which is $7.7 billion. And that all goes and directly impacts the cancer research that is being done here in Michigan and across the nation.
You mentioned your dad, and by the way, that's great news that he's finished treatment. I hope that he is doing well. That makes this personal for not just you, but so many people that have their own cancer stories. I mean, it's I don't think anybody, doesn't at least know somebody that's had cancer.
That is exactly correct. It seems like cancer has touched each one of us, and if it hasn't directly yet, it will at some point. Cancer doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care what zip code you live in. It doesn't care what your background is, if you're a mom, if you're a dad, if you're a child. It doesn't care. And so at some point, cancer will be in that one degree of influence that you have. And we have the opportunity to use our voice to make a difference in the fight against cancer, and that's what we're going to do here today in asking for research funding.
Cancer doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat either. It's an equal opportunity offender. Are you hoping for bipartisan support here? Do you think that you'll be able to get bipartisan support on this billions of dollars of funding that you're asking for?
Absolutely. We are very fortunate here in Michigan. Both of our senators have always been supportive of the funding for the National Institute of Health, and the majority of our members of Congress are supportive as well. So I feel very positive going into today as we head towards our meetings that this will be an easy ask. It will be well supported, but we will drive home those exact numbers that we want to have in the budget this year.
All right. Well, we wish you the best today. I think on the heels of the president's speech yesterday, this is top of mind for everybody, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and it was perfect timing, and we will make sure that Michiganders are well represented today.
Where can people get more information on what we've been talking about here this morning?
They can go to fightcancer.org.
All right. We will check it out. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to share.
All right, Jenny. Bye-bye.